BBC News with Jerry Smith. A leading human rights lawyer in Iran is among a number of political prisoners who've been released just days before the new president, Hassan Rouhani, travels to New York to address the UN General Assembly. Nasrin Sotoudeh, who represented the Nobel Prize winner Shirin Ebadi, had been convicted of endangering national security. She told the BBC she was delighted to be free.
I finally got my wish, personally ringing my doorbell myself, because they gave me a lift from prison. I went to my door and pressed the doorbell myself. I could see the children could see me from the intercom downstairs, and they were very happy, and I was very happy to see them.
Seven other women and three men are also reported to have been freed. President Rouhani was elected on promises of a more moderate and open approach. Russia says it will present new evidence to the UN Security Council that Syrian rebels carried out last month's chemical weapons attack outside Damascus. The United States says there's no doubt Syrian government forces were responsible for gassing hundreds of civilians. But speaking in Damascus, Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the Syrian government wants to prove that's not true.
We have indeed received additional evidence collected, analyzed and concluded upon by the Syrian authorities on what they believe is proof for use of chemical weapons by insurgents, so-called insurgents.
Stock markets in the United States have hit record highs after the surprise decision of the world's most powerful central bank, the Federal Reserve, to leave its economic stimulus measures in place. The bank said it wanted to wait for more evidence of a sustained economic recovery before cutting back its program of pumping $85 billion a month into the markets. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
The Fed's intentions have been the main focus in financial markets for more than 3 months. There's no real doubt that it will at some stage phase out the policy known as quantitative easing. But many in the markets thought it would start that process now. Instead, the US Central Bank decided to wait for more evidence that the economy, including the employment situation, is getting stronger. Although the recovery from the financial crisis has been more rapid in America than in many European countries, it's still not regarded as particularly strong.
The government of Mexico has declared a state of emergency in 77 areas of the country as heavy rain and floods brought by twin storms lash both the east and west coastlines. Around 40,000 tourists and Mexican nationals remain stranded in the coastal resort of Acapulco. Rescue efforts are being hampered as both roads linking it to Mexico City are blocked by landslides. News from the BBC. Brazil's Supreme Court has narrowly voted in favour of reopening the country's biggest corruption trial. In a final vote to break an earlier deadlock, the Supreme Court agreed that appeals by 12 leading politicians, bankers and businessmen should be heard. They've been convicted of involvement in paying opposition politicians to support the government and parliament, a scandal that erupted in 2005 under the previous president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. There have been clashes across Greece at demonstrations sparked by the killing of a left-wing musician by a suspected member of a neo-Nazi party. Mark Lowen is in Athens.
Thousands gathered at the spot where 35-year-old Pavlos Fissas was stabbed. As darkness fell, the violence began, with protesters attacking a bank and a police station. Riot police used tear gas and stun grenades to push them back. There is fury at the stabbing overnight of the left-wing musician by a member of the neo-Nazi Golden Dawn party. The assailant has been arrested and confessed to the attack. Although Golden Dawn has denied links with the crime, police are reported to have found party leaflets and a membership card at his home.
Police in the United States have said that six bodies found in a lake in Oklahoma may be those of people who went missing decades ago. Police divers testing new sonar equipment found two cars in the lake. One contained three bodies thought to be those of teenagers who went missing in 1970. Three bodies discovered in the other car are believed to be of people who disappeared in the 1950s. Britain's most prestigious literary prize, the Man Booker, is changing its rules to allow all authors who write fiction in English to enter from next year. The chairman of the Booker Prize Foundation said he was abandoning the constraints of geography and national boundaries. At present, the $80,000 prize only considers works by writers from the Commonwealth, Ireland or Zimbabwe. BBC News.